This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. I'm with the University of Miami, and we lose a game to the University of Washington. It was Kenny Dorsey, our quarterback's first start. They brought me in to speak immediately after. The head coach was out of town recruiting. Everybody was out of town recruiting, and I was speaking to the team. I got ready to speak, and one of the players stood up, Damian Lewis, and said, "Wait a minute. I'm sitting in class, and I hear everybody talking about our team, and they knew personal business. There are no boundaries." He didn't quite say it like that, but there are no boundaries. Next time, I will interrupt that conversation and embarrass the person that said that. I thought, whoa. Because the person said it was your girlfriend. And I see the same girlfriends calling our locker room. We're getting ready to play. We're getting ready to practice. Personal business. From now on, I'll take the call. And I will, again, embarrass them. Every player's head was nodding in the room. They won 30 games in a row after that. Over 30 games. I have been a part of a number of championships. Every single time that has happened. Every time. Every time I've been with a team that's won, there's energy coming internally, not just from the coach. If the coach is working hard, you're in trouble. It's the players that have to take over. I had an NFL player call me last night. His team lost. He says, "I don't get what's wrong. Our coach is good. We trust him. He's teaching us all the right things about process." I said, "Does any of the players speak up?" He goes, "No, we just take care of our own business." I said, "Well, that's the problem. It has to come inside. It has to come from players inside." I was watching a high school game last week. I was in the end zone, just standing there with a friend, the athletic director of the high school. A corner got beat on a fade route, and they were right in front of me, feet in front of me. No one said anything to him, no internal energy, no one challenging him, no one building him up. He got beat a second time on the exact same play. Same thing. They got beat 66 to, I think, 12, and the game was not as close as the score indicated. I'm not saying the other team was athletically, I'm not saying they weren't better, but they weren't that much better. The other team had energy, internal. See, this woman was 34. She was misdiagnosed. Her husband was her best friend, but she lost her eyesight because of that diagnosis. So after a while, he came to her and said, "Let's go to work like we used to. I'll drive you in my truck." He drove her in the truck. Then he said, "Let's ride the bus like we used to." Rode her in the bus. They had fun. He held her hand. She's blind. Then he finally said, "You ready to ride the bus alone?" Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Rode the bus alone. Friday, she's getting off the bus, and the bus driver stops her. Says, "I envy you." Says, "What do you mean you envy me? I'm blind." "So every day you get off the work, come to work, and there's some man standing here. I don't even know who he is, but he watches you go all the way into work. He walks right beside you." And obviously it was her husband. "Before you go to work, he blows you a kiss. He watches you every step. He loves you." He said, "To be loved like that, I envy you. You have to love like that. You have to challenge each other. You have to watch their steps. You have to say, come on, let's take the next step. Let's go higher." Look, we're only doing 10 of these this year. We're about halfway done. Your season's probably close to almost halfway done. You need some urgency. You need to bring up your urgency. W. Clement Stone was a leader in the insurance industry. And he used to have all his staff go, "Do it now, do it now," 50 times before they went to work. And they had an urgency to do it now. Go encourage people. Get some urgency. Challenge people from within. and do it now. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. Energy coming from within. Challenge one another and do it now.